Good evening, gents, ladies, boys and girls. It's another live post-game show here with the Highbury squad. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining me and Super Kev. Super Kev, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good, thanks.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. Thanks to everyone in chat who's joined us as well, post-Liverpool game. Now, I'm going to try and not go supersonic, try and be measured. We've faced probably one of the best teams, if not the best team in Europe, barring Bayern Munich. Yes, Bayern Munich lost 4-1 to Hoffenheim. I know that. But I want to start. Let's go from the top. Okay, KC, just like we did in the West Ham game. Team selection. When you saw the team sheet, how'd you feel about that?
He went virtually with the same team that played in the Community Shield, bar Willian. I was fine with it. I wasn't distraught with it. Obviously, I would have liked Gabriel to play, but we don't know the reason why he didn't play. The interesting thing about Arsenal's team, we've said it all along, we know where the issue is. We actually know where the issue is. So, you know, listen, I said it would be 2-2. Arsenal showed me something tonight. I've got to say, they hung in there after playing poorly in the first half, and we could have been blown out of sight. We get lucky. We get a goal. But we hung on in there.
Okay,
and normally, we capitulate.
Yeah, I'm tired of this kind of, if it was Emery or Wenger, we would have lost 4-0. And yeah, it's true. It is true. But at some point, you know, you've got to take your chances. So let's go to the first half. The only thing that I was a little bit disappointed with was maybe I would have played Gabriel instead of Holding, because I would like to see Gabriel and David Luiz together. And I think Gabriel earned his stripes. And I think Arteta may have made a tiny mistake there, because if Liverpool were playing at home with their fans, I would understand him not wanting to throw Gabriel into the fire. Hold on.
Why wouldn't you? This lad's played in the Champions League. He's played big games. Why wouldn't you want him? It's what's the point in protecting him?
It's true.
It makes no sense.
It's true. If you're going to play at that level, then, you know, play at that level, right? I totally hear what you're saying. So I would have liked to see that. The other thing that really bugged me, and it was evident in the second half, was starting Elneny over Ceballos. When you know who Liverpool are going to be and you understand the kind of game that you're going to experience, I mean, they kind of play like Pep's Barcelona, Casey, but with a better defense, because they're as good on the ball as they are off the ball. And in the first half, we literally did not touch the ball, barring Lacazette's goal. I'm not exaggerating, but it was so hard to get hold of the ball. And when we did, there was nobody who had the ability to keep it, to take a deep breath, to feel confident with it. And when Ceballos came on, that completely changed. So that was one team selection that I thought Arteta got wrong. I think he got everything else right. Would you have started Ceballos instead of Elneny?
You could say that, but no, not necessarily. Look, I thought Arteta got it right by taking Xhaka off. I didn't think Xhaka had a good game at all.
And, no, he didn't.
And I think Elneny goes about his business very quietly, but he gets through a lot of work. And he's got more legs than Xhaka's got. Now, if it was Ceballos and Elneny in there, might be a bit different. Obviously, Ceballos isn't defensively minded like maybe a Xhaka kind of. And we still question, there's big question marks over Xhaka, whether Xhaka's good enough still. I mean, he's had a good run, but still question mark. You could actually see our midfield is nowhere near. Let's just have it right. Ceballos came on. He's got ability on the ball, and he started to pick a few passes, etc. You know, we had a couple of chances, didn't take them, but that's our lot, if we're honest. But we've got to be able to compete in that center of the pitch, and we are not good enough. That's why Mikel Arteta and the club want to get Partey and Oar in. It's vital for us
to
be able to contest that middle of the pitch.
It's never more glaring than in games like this, just how average our midfield is. It's all well and good waxing lyrical when we're playing Fulham. And we spoke immediately after the West Ham game and said, whew, we dodged one there. And the red flags and the warnings were in that West Ham game because they overran us at times. And I think it's clear if you're Arteta, you're, the first phone call you're making when you leave Anfield tonight is to make those signings happen. Because if we want top four, Casey, we've got to improve our midfield. Now, let me take you through. They had 11 shots on goal in the first half. We had one. We got a lucky break because of a Robertson mistake. And then literally, how long did we hold on to the lead? 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah,
and David Luiz makes a mistake. Tierney isn't really putting in. I don't know. He didn't look confident in that first half. I think it's the worst performance I've ever seen Tierney have since he's joined Arsenal. And I want to go to a player that I mentioned to you. Emi gave the backline confidence. I think we saw them growing confidence together. I don't know if Leno's shook by anything, but he made one good save and really was quite shocking in that game positionally. I would say at fault for the goal as well as David Luiz. What's your thought on Leno? And then I want to go player by player to the front. My dog, that's Vinny Vieira. He's not happy, Casey.
He's not happy. I don't blame him. Look, I can't blame Leno. Positioning and all that. No, look, we showed them too much respect in the first half. Liverpool adjusted. Liverpool had watched, you could see, they'd watched the videos. Now they were trapping us. And we kept falling into their trap. Because Liverpool's normal press is different to the press they used tonight. And they kept trapping us. We were trying to play out from the back and we were getting trapped in our own box. So that gave them confidence. We didn't know how to get out of it. It's only until we got to half-time and Arteta adjusted a little bit that we even got a foothold in the game. But if we're honest, Liverpool should have been out of sight in the first half, if we're honest.
Yeah,
so, you know, talking about dodging bullets and all that previously, we always knew this would be the acid test.
Okay.
And you know, we are just not at that level yet until we get that midfield right.
Yes. And I think it's kind of like I feel as though we've been harping on about the defense for so long and we sounded like a broken record when we kept saying, why can't anyone see what we see, from the manager to the owners to the executives? And I feel like we're now on that same trip with the midfield. I thought in particular, though, when Aubameyang did get the ball, he was so poor tonight. His touch was poor. His distribution was poor. And he really offered nothing in the game. I thought Willian had an average game. But again, if you don't have the ball, players like that can't really affect the game. But I did think that when they did get the ball, Ober and Laka in particular poor. And Laka's chances, KC, Kirk saying, you would have buried those. That was poor from him, no?
Yeah, it was poor. You know, the first one, which I think he was offside. But, you know, you still got to take the chance. And put it in the back of the net. And then the second one, you know, he's already scored. He should be confident because, what, that's he scored 3 goals in 3 games. But it was poor. It was poor finishing. It was poor finishing.
The other situation for me, let's just put the pin in this, right? The first half was dire. We were poor. We couldn't get the ball. Our distribution was terrible. When we did get the ball, as I said, we didn't really do much with it. Tierney's worst game for me. Holding and Luiz, there's times where I think they look really good together and tonight they just didn't. But, you know, you're playing the best team in England. Let's shift to the second half because there's a few things that just absolutely, if I was Arteta, I'd be handing out fines tonight, Casey. Tell me if you think I'm crazy. Hector Bellerin and his foul throws, a disgrace to football. What is that about? He didn't just do it once, Casey. How many times did he do it?
He's a professional footballer. right? And he can't even take a throw. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'm of the ilk now. I think I wrote this to you and Amanda in our WhatsApp group. For me, I love Bellerin, the humanitarian. I think he's a wonderful human being and he does amazing things for people across this earth. But maybe he should stick to designing clothes and being a humanitarian, because right now his head doesn't seem to be in football, Super Kev. He had a couple of runs in the second half where I was like, I was kind of like a racehorse. Go on, go on. You know, you put $5 on a horse and you just want it to bring it home. But again, he offers very little. He does. He's the type of player for me that why not sell him if you can get 20 million?
Look, the bottom line about Hector Bellerin is, me personally, he's too nice. He's far too nice. We don't have a nasty streak in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a nasty streak. And if you want to compete at the very top, you have to have a nasty streak. You've got to be able to put it about. And we can't do that. Middle of the pitch, Liverpool could do what they want. Who put tackles in? Where was the fire? There weren't any.
There wasn't any. And the fire came when Ceballos came on. I said to you guys in the chat, I'm like, we need someone. It's like, I don't want to reference Jose Mourinho in that stupid documentary on Amazon, but he had a point where he was saying that he wanted his players to be more see you next Tuesdays. Yeah. And I just don't feel like we're so nice and we're so like cutesy. And I thought against Liverpool, when Ceballos came on, he made that tackle, he got a yellow card, but at least he let Mane know, I'm here now, I'm in the game. And we weren't doing that at all. They were. Did you think Mane's elbow was a red card?
It could have been. Of course it could. It could have been. But, you know, very rarely you're going to get those decisions at Anfield, SD. Look, the difficult part for us is we know we're on the up, but the transition that we need now, The players that we need are there to be bought. We're seeing the team go to Anfield for the acid test, for the litmus test, and fail because that part of the team, I seriously believe that part of the team now, we've done the bits at the back, so whoever you play at the back, they are playing to a higher standard, or have been. But if you don't get the centre midfield right, after that, then we're going to be in trouble. You could forget top four because we won't make it.
When we spoke to Stevie Nicol and we asked him about whether or not we'd finish top four, he actually, at that point when we spoke to him a few days ago, didn't think that we'd finish above Spurs again this year. And you've got to say that if we do not bring in those reinforcements, Kev, it's going to be another one of those disappointing seasons in the Premier League, despite, and I don't think it's a melodramatic overreaction at this point, because as bad as City were against Leicester, you know, as bad as Wolves were against West Ham, as bad as Spurs have been in their games barring Southampton, and you kind of look at Chelsea, you feel like some of those teams have the quality and the depth that when they do get their squads all the way around in the shape that they want to, that they will probably end up being the ones fighting for that top four space. And I feel like we're going to get lost in the shuffle again. I do. And I don't know. I was really disappointed with the referee tonight, Casey. As a player, talk to me about that, because I felt in the second half we were allowing the referee to get into our heads. You saw the players' heads go down. There was the challenge on Laka in the first half. There was the elbow. There was the challenge on Aubameyang in the second half. I thought that Ceballos' yellow card was a little bit unfair. It was his first challenge. They were getting away with everything. I know it's Anfield, but their fans weren't even there.
Don't matter. Those are the privileges you get when you're champions. So, Arsenal, you've got to roll your sleeves up and you've got to fight. And I didn't think we had until Ceballos came on, because whether we like it or not, it starts in the centre of that pitch in the engine room. That's where the war has to be won. but we're left wanting, and we're not good enough in there. That's just the bottom line. And I know, look, we had opportunities, we had this, we had that, but I still think, you know, Liverpool should have been out of sight first half. We know that. We got lucky, and they come back, one goal, two goal. Our defending was poor today because they ask a lot of questions, and they were relentless. They changed their press on us, and we couldn't handle it in the first half.
Yeah. I also felt like, once again, there seems to have been this love-in with Aubameyang, you know, the sign, the ting and all that stuff. And, you know, when a player then signs that mega contract, and I'm not saying he's going to regress and he's not going to be good, because he will, and he will be against the teams that we expect him to. But we also expect him to elevate his level and his game. And I think Anki Gubi, and I probably pronounce your name incorrect, made a point earlier that I took off screen, but he said, let's not be hypocrites here. Lacazette missed sitters, but he was still three times better than Aubameyang tonight. Just saying. Would you agree that Aubameyang, since signing his contract, has been poor?
Well, the team has been poor.
No, I'm asking you about him, because he's getting a pass right now. Yeah, he seems to be getting a pass.
No, he's not getting a pass. He's not getting a pass. And if you let me finish, I'll explain it.
All right.
Now, if you're a striker, what service does he get?
Well, tonight there was none in the first half.
So this is my point.
But he's now, also the kind of player that creates his own chances when he does have the ball.
No, he's not. He doesn't.
What?
Aubameyang does not create his own.
His curler against Fulham.
His curler against Fulham was good play by the team. Mm-hmm. Ball got switched. He can come inside and put it in.
Okay, fair.
That's not creating your own chances. Aubameyang needs service. Lacazette needs service. The only one really could create his own thing is Pepe. Really?
Okay, we'll get to him.
Right. But the bottom line is, we didn't play well against West Ham. We didn't play well, especially first half today. We gave him nothing.
So
hold on. Let me finish. Would you have preferred Lacazette or Aubameyang on those two chances tonight?
That's exactly what I was going to...
Yeah, this is the issue. This is the issue you have when you play Aubameyang wide left. There's going to be times where... Because it's always a problem with wide players. There's times where they don't get enough of the ball. And then when they do get the ball, it's like a hot potato sometimes. That's where Aubameyang... Remember, Aubameyang... He hasn't been great the last two games, but Arsenal haven't been great the last two games.
But he also scored how many goals last season playing on that left side?
Yeah, but he's going to get his goals. But if you look at when he played against Liverpool at Anfield last year, he was just as bad last year. Pepe was the star.
Well, everybody was bad.
Pepe was the star last year. Pepe could have took it away from Liverpool, but unfortunately couldn't. But I think it's very difficult when you play against these top teams. If you don't control that midfield, you're asking for trouble. And to say Aubameyang didn't do nothing. No, he didn't do nothing, but there's a lot of players who never done anything.
Yeah, but also players of that quality, when you have that type of quality player and he is our superstar up front, you expect them to... He did have the ball on several occasions and he was really cheap with it, Casey.
Yeah, but had the ball is one thing. He's a goal scorer. Get him the chances, Sophie. Get him the chances. That's what he's paid the money for. Hold on. And if you don't get him the chances, you can't blame him.
What happened to that over-the-top ball from Tierney that kind of crushed them in the two games we beat them in? What happened? Tactically, talk me through. I want to understand, Casey.
They adjust. Look, this is high-level football. They look at the video and see how they're getting undone, and they're going to adjust to it. Now, this is where I said at half-time on our group, that Arteta's going to have to adjust. Because at high-level football, because if your team is doing that to me, Sophie, I got to take that away from you. I've got to stop you doing that. And they tried to hit it a couple of times in the first half. Trent Arnold tracked the run and Gomez dealt with it. So if you can, if you're not getting that, what's your plan B? What's your plan C? That's what we have to have. But if you don't control that midfield, Sophie, and at Wembley, we control the midfield, especially first half where we should have been out of sight.
But same players, what happened?
Yeah, but everyone's up to speed now. Everyone is up to speed now. And you're going to their place.
So do you believe the theory now that the only reason that we beat Liverpool in the league and in the Community Shield was because they were done with the season? They'd already won the big one. The monkey was off their back and their beach towels were still out. Do you believe that theory now?
No, I don't. Anytime you cross that white line, you're going to win. You're in it to win. I don't buy into the theory about all this, you know, beach towels and all that nonsense. Every time you cross that white line, you are going, you are trying to win. Especially if you're champions, my God, you're definitely trying to win. So, you know, I don't buy into it, Sophie, I don't. We, listen, when they came to Highbury, they were all over us first. We defended resolutely and then we got the breaks, which is fine. And then we can hold on, which is fantastic. They were pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to do us. In the Community Shield, we were better first half. They were better second half. Done them on penalties. But we got to be honest here. They had chances at Wembley. They had chances at Wembley. They could have done us at Wembley as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to end of 90 minutes and we done them on penalties. So let's not have it. Let's not get twisted about this. We know where it matters. And where it matters, especially in the league, at Anfield, you have to defend properly and you have to have a strong midfield. If your midfield ain't strong...
I completely agree. You're listening to the Highbury Squad post-game show, Liverpool v Arsenal. Hit that like button for us and share with everyone, please. And spread the good word about the Highbury Squad. We'll be doing more post-game shows throughout the season. Would you have started Pepe? We had Jordan Jarrett Bryan on from Channel 4 and TalkSport on the show a few days ago, Casey. And we had probably an impromptu discussion about Pepe that went on a bit longer than we had imagined, because he is a very divisive player. He's polarizing in the sense that some people see it, some people don't. Jordan and myself just can't see it. You and Amanda continue to defend him. I would fine a player who can't clear the first defender on a corner. I'd also fine Bellerin tonight as well, obviously, for his foul throws. When he came on, he offered absolutely nothing. And my point is this. I understand that Liverpool have made adjustments. They've watched the tape. This is a totally different ball game now. We're at the beginning of a season. They're defending their title. They're much more intensely into this than they were in Project Restart and in the Community Shield, Super Kev. But I think when you pay, and I don't want to make this about money, but when
so
you
don't
do...
don't mention it then.
Okay.
If you don't want to make it about money, don't mention it.
Okay, but I am going to mention it because it is a little bit about that.
Yeah, but so it is about money.
It is a little bit about money, yeah, because when you invest $72 million in a player, you expect him to come on and be a game changer. You expect him to affect the game. He's the kind of player that I would like to see create, like he did in the FA Cup final, wonder goal out of nothing. This is what he's supposed to be, an X factor. But Willian was also poor tonight. So
it was a poor performance.
It was a poor performance. Why do you still see this? Are we not going to judge Pepe
football
again just because we were playing Liverpool?
No, because it's football. It's football. It is football. You cannot tell me the Arsenal that finished the season is the same Arsenal that is playing now. It's not. It is not. So, what Arteta has to do, he has to get them up to speed. That's what he has to do. He has to get them up to speed. They are not the same. Listen, I don't understand why they're not. And why Gabriel didn't play today. Because I think he would have helped us better defensively. But that's just my... that's just my shout, right? But at the bottom line is, when you bring a substitute on, of course you want him to affect the game. Of course you do. But it doesn't always happen, Sophie. It doesn't.
I know, but also
no matter how much anybody costs, it sometimes it doesn't happen.
But it happens a lot. That's the point. I think that's where fans like myself and Jordan just keep seeing the same thing over and over again. Those moments are few and far between. And also, look at most teams. They are starting, barring the ones that have come in a little bit late. Chelsea, I know they've been poor, but their new players are in. Frank Lampard is throwing them in. Why are we not playing Gabriel? Why is Saliba still, you know, in limbo here? Like, what's the scoop? You bring these players in. Why is he picking Elneny or Xhaka over Ceballos, who has the ability to hold the ball, to make a pass, to do what you said that Aubameyang and Lacazette need? Why, Casey?
Maybe there's certain things that Arteta sees that we don't see in training that he's not happy with. Could be something. Maybe he wants a more rigid system in the center of the pitch with Xhaka and Elneny and not Ceballos, because Ceballos is maybe too much of a risk taker. That's another shout. Because if you start giving the ball away and turning it over to Liverpool, you are going to be in massive problems. And maybe he's thinking early doors, Ceballos won't get the time to be able to hold on to the ball like he did in the second half to pick passes.
Maitland-Niles played like a rock star against Liverpool. And today he seemed to be lackluster. It felt like he also exposed Tierney in his defensive responsibilities. As I know that I've been hard on Tierney in this game and said that Tierney wasn't great, but he really didn't have any protection from Maitland-Niles, which was kind of shocking. He was put through a delightful ball from David Luiz. His control and his touch let him down. It's those moments in the game, isn't it, Casey? He takes that, he makes a pass, we score. It's a totally different game. Ifs, buts, and playing the what-if game doesn't win you games.
Yeah, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
I don't
want to hear what-ifs.
Okay, so how about Saka? You know, and Eddie came on. Again, we're expecting him to be like the super sub, the young kid. But at some point, wouldn't you have liked to have seen Saka in this game? And if not, tell me why not. For Maitland, because Maitland-Niles wasn't, but he in particular, to me, was a 4 out of 10 performance tonight.
Well, defensively, I think Mikel Arteta, you know, picks Maitland-Niles. Listen, Maitland-Niles had a bad game. Tell me who had a good game. You know, I don't particularly think there were many players who had a
Ceballos had a good game.
Ceballos was on for what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, but he was the best player.
Yeah, but people are tired by then. So he comes on and he makes a few passes. He gets stuck in a little bit. That's a good game. No,
tired. I'll make him a cup of tea and give him a scone. Tired. Yeah. They're playing Liverpool, Casey. That's a poor excuse. You would never make that excuse.
It's not a poor excuse. When you come up with 20 minutes to go, people have exerted 70 minutes, 75 minutes or whatever of effort. So you're going to get a bit more time. That's my point. You're going to get a bit more time. You're going to get time to get your head up and pick a pass like he could. That's the difference. I'm not saying they're tired, so we had a good game. No, but that's a little bit more time on the ball. That's why you make that change. That's why you bring on Pepe to try and make a difference in the game. But it never quite worked for Pepe. Ceballos done great. Lacazette didn't take his chances. Who knows if Lacazette would have took his chances? Who knows what would have happened? But we weren't good. If we're truthful, we weren't good enough.
We weren't good enough, and we did have some chances, and we didn't put the chances away. We had our moments, and we didn't take them. And then the third goal, obviously, I think we all felt that was coming. But until then, I think we did what Arteta probably wanted. Don't concede early in the second half. Keep it to 2-1, at least with 20 minutes to go. And then, you know, we'll push on and we'll try and catch them on that counter. But Casey, you're a footballer. Tell everyone how almost impossible it is to break this Liverpool team down. Their pressing seemed to be like even better than ever. Their control, as we said, their possession without their their game without the ball as good as when they do have it. It almost seemed like an impossible task tonight. And I don't know if this is too early to say or call, but I don't know if I can see anyone beating that team to the title this season as it stands right now.
Well, let's put it this way. We played poorly, didn't we?
Yes.
We had opportunities to equalise. We had a couple of opportunities to equalise. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Leeds went to Anfield and scored 3 goals, but conceded 4. We go there, we score 1, get done 3-1. But we had opportunities and we didn't play well, right? So, look, this isn't the same Liverpool team that we saw wiping the floor with everyone. But the problem is we're not at that level yet to take advantage of them.
No.
At Anfield. I think that's really important. And, you know, listen, Arsenal, there's going to be a few more moving parts, I believe, because I think with this test, this acid test here, Arteta can understand a little bit more about the players. He could understand what is really needed. And if he doesn't rectify that midfield, then we're in for a roller coaster season. We really are.
Okay, we've got Super Kev here for another 15, 20 minutes, guys. So get your questions in if you want to ask KC anything about tonight's match. KC, I'd like your ratings, please. Player ratings, okay? I'm going to get those from you right now. We'll share each other's. Leno, marks out of 10.
I'll give Leno a 6.
I did too. I gave him a 6. Tierney?
I thought Tierney was... okay, I'll give him a 5.
I gave him a 5. I'm literally going to show this to you in a minute if you don't believe me, Super Kev.
All right, no problem.
Yeah. By the way, there's a lot of people giving a shout-out to your Everton. Some people reckon that Ancelotti's going to pull off a Ranieri. I wouldn't go that far yet. It's a long, long season. And yes, Everton are going to fight, as Jose says. But too early to call yet, people. Too early to call. Right, David Luiz.
David Luiz, 6. I thought he'd done all right.
Better in the second half, right?
Yeah, I thought he'd done all right. First half, we were getting trapped. We really were getting trapped, and it's difficult to get, especially at Anfield, difficult to get out. But I thought second half he'd done all right.
Yeah.
We didn't look as under pressure second half as we did first half.
I think that's what the annoying thing is. If Lacazette buries that chance and makes it 2-2, it's you're right, Casey. I'm starting to get around to your way of thinking on this one a little bit, in that, you know, we are playing Liverpool. I said at the beginning, we're not going to overreact and we're not going to say things that we shouldn't at this point in the season. Yes, we were poor, but you take those chances, totally different game. Yeah. Holding,
I'm going to give Rob Holding. Listen, do you know what? There's some things he does really well and there's some things he makes me worry. There's some of the covering he does, which is pretty good, because Bellerin really isn't a defensive right back. So he's got quite a bit to cover. And he is playing against Mane, who's one of the most dangerous forwards in the Premier League and probably in the world right now. So there are some things he does well and some things he don't do well. Do you know what? I'll give Rob Holding a 6.
A 6. I gave him a 4. I thought he was poor tonight. Okay, so we've got Colorado Guna on and on screen right now, and he's saying, would you start Eddie over Lacazette? Give me your grade for Lacazette, and then let's answer Colorado Guna's question.
Lacazette starts. Of course he does.
Yeah, me too. He's got to start.
He does.
Yeah.
Eddie's a young player, you know, hasn't learned his trade yet. But he's good because he's got an eye for goal, which is fine. But, I mean, Lacazette, you know, like, I thought Lacazette played quite well at times today. Missed the sitters, yes. But I thought he played quite well and was probably, arguably, our best player at times.
I think, you know, Lacazette and Ceballos, yeah. He worked so hard.
The work he'd done, there was one particular one second half where he's tracked all the way back on the edge of our box and made a tackle. So,
yeah. You
know, he shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't have to, because we need a midfield. So I would probably give Laka, I thought he was probably our better player, so I'll give him a 7.
I gave him a 6.5.
Even with missing a couple of chances, you know.
Okay, so we'll backtrack a little bit. Go back. Bellerin.
I give Bellerin a 4. I didn't think he had a particularly good game.
I gave him a 3, and that was generous. The foul throws, just a joke. And what's with the hot pants? What's he wearing his trousers, his shorts for like that? He's trying to be Kieran Tierney now. I mean, it's just, and then everyone fawns over him. Just stop with the Bellerin loving. It's just, I can't. It's just so annoying. Maitland-Niles, Casey.
I'll give Maitland-Niles a 5. Listen, one thing you do get out of Maitland-Niles is he tries. He does try.
He does. But,
you know, he got found out a little bit with the touch, with the ball over. You know, probably was a bit excited. But that's where you need to be calm. I'll give him a 5.
Elneny.
Elneny, I'll give a 5.
Yeah, I gave him a 4, but I think that's kind of cruel. He deserves a 5. I'm going to upgrade it by 1 point, Super Kev. All right. Let's do Oba.
Xhaka.
Yeah. Xhaka, I gave a 4.5 tonight. Yeah, he was poor tonight. You know what? It was his birthday the other day. Maybe he had too much cake. Maybe he celebrated. Maybe he over-celebrated.
No. Do you know what it is? There's too much energy. Liverpool got too much energy in that midfield for him.
Mm. Someone said they couldn't make the show tonight, but they're in the chat, Super Kev.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
The quicker we get her out on loan, the better.
We've only got a week left, Casey. Deadline day is a week today.
Listen, I'm working on something.
Okay. All right. You'll let me know after the show on the QT. All right. Aubameyang.
I thought Aubameyang had no service, really, but whatever he did was poor. I'd give Aubameyang a 5.
I gave him a 4. It's probably one of the worst games I've seen him play for Arsenal. And as a captain, he had no leadership skills. This is why I question sometimes, as much as he's fun on his Instagram with like the Brazilian contingent and they do like lovely videos and it's funny and he laughs. And sometimes you want him to be a little bit more serious, you know, and he just wasn't showing any leadership skills. Nobody did tonight, but he's the captain. And at some point, you really want him to be more involved in the game, Super Kev, and he just wasn't.
Yeah, but you see, as a forward and as a striker, you rely on other people. That's the bottom line. And when you're playing against the top quality, you know, you have to rely on, you have to trust your guys are going to have to do the business. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, he's our best gun and we can't load his gun with bullets. That don't make sense to me.
Did I get your rating on Willian yet?
Nope.
He was poor tonight, wasn't he?
I'll give Willian a 5.
I gave him a 4.
He worked hard, but nothing really come off from him. Again, because when you don't control that midfield, so, so hard.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Ceballos.
I'll give Ceballos a 6. I thought he came on and done all he could, to be honest. But that was it. It wasn't spectacular because he picked a couple of balls up and played some good through balls. He was decent on the ball. But, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't convert.
Yeah. It was a tough game for the forward line tonight. It was, but at the same time, they also, in the moments they had, and we're not going to repeat ourselves over and over, they were poor. Who else came on as a sub then? I don't know if they, Ceballos came on earlier, so maybe we could rate him. I gave Ceballos a lovely, healthy
Eddie came on, didn't he?
I gave Ceballos 7.5 in case you wanted to know, Super Kev. I mean, he came on and within minutes, he put a through ball to Lacazette, put it on a plate and Laka couldn't finish it. Eddie, I mean, he didn't really have time to affect the game, did he?
Yeah. Again, you know, Eddie, I'll give Eddie a 5. I'll just give him a 5 because it was par. You know, he couldn't really get into the game as much. And, you know, he worked. He'll run around and he'll work hard.
Yeah, so, I'll give Eddie a 5 too. And then Pepe.
Pepe, again, it's difficult sometimes when you come on, you're trying to affect the game. And you're playing against Liverpool. Again, it was more par for me. I know you've probably gone lower. I'm giving five. I'll just give him five.
I'll give him a 3.5. I'm waiting to eat my humble pie. I am. I would love to eat the whole bloody thing, Super Kev. Because I'm just not seeing it with him. And I was getting to this. Amanda, lucky that we still have... She's on the bench here, people. She's on the bench. Referee. I thought the referee was shocking tonight. You know me. I am not one to make excuses and blame the ref for anything. But my goodness, he set the tone for the game, Super Kev. That Mane elbow, I have to say, if that was on the receiving end, if that was Tierney doing it to Mane, I think... That's a red card. I think we definitely get a red card. The referee set the tone and he continued on with making one poor decision after another. What was your grade for the referee tonight?
I think the referee was par. It was five. He weren't great. But again, when you go away from home to the champions, you know, this is these things happen. We've had it before in our favour. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna shout too loud about a ref not making a decision that goes our way. So I'd give him a five. What did you give him, Soph?
I gave him a four. I thought he was really bad. I think it was one of the worst refereeing performances of the weekend. And there were because the decisions, the handball, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow night's show, but the decisions with the handball are because of the letter of the law, not because referees made bad decisions. And to blame referees for going to the monitor and seeing something and then enforcing the law, I think is really unfair. I think there have been terrible moments for VAR last season, but the monitor, I think, has been working really good this season. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow night. But wouldn't you agree, Casey, that, you know, in terms of this weekend, this from an organic refereeing game without having to go to VAR, the referee had a shocker, absolute shocker.
I think there leaves a lot to be desired with a lot of the referees, to be honest with you. Yeah. But again, you know, it is what it is. When you go to the champions, very rarely you get somebody who really is looking out for you as an away team.
Right then, before we leave everyone, and we're trying to make our post-game show swift, you guys. We try to give you an immediate reaction and we're going to be doing more shows throughout this week. Tomorrow night, we are going to have our ref segment back. We're going to specifically focus on some of the decisions over the weekend. We're going to be talking about this handball situation, which I think everybody's just gone completely hysterical over, plus a couple of other bits and pieces. So if you want to join in and meet our ref tomorrow night, please come and join us. It's going to be fun. And he's actually a proper referee. So you'll get all the insights that you need. And it's going to be a huge part of the game this season, Casey. It's not going to be the first time we're talking about refereeing decisions, is it?
No, but we never stop talking about refereeing decisions or VAR decisions or whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good segment.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want Gooners to know tonight? If you were going to summarize this from Super Kev's perspective, having played the game, knowing and being in these situations when you're in a team that's in transition, that's rebuilding, that's trying to build a new DNA, a new culture, how would you summarize it for the Arsenal nation this evening?
Simple. Fix that midfield. Get those players in right now or else top four's gone.
Do you really think that those two players get us top four?
Yep, I do.
With not with holding at the back with David Luiz, right? Oh,
yeah, with them at the back. It doesn't matter.
With them at the back.
Doesn't matter who's at the back. But you see, at the moment you upgrade the midfield, the pressure comes off the back. Because teams won't be getting through to you that much.
He said
that's why.
And he's been saying it. You've been saying this for weeks and weeks, Casey.
I've been saying it since last season, the season before.
Well, no, I'm talking about in particular with these two players. You've been saying it. You've definitely been saying it. You've been harping on about it.
100%. Partey is, I cannot tell you how much we need a Thomas Partey in that midfield. Because the energy, the presence, the energy, the commitment, the ability. And then, obviously, once you get him... then you can push it forward to OR, and then he could do his stuff. Now we would have caused them a lot more problems with them two in the midfield. I could tell you that much.
You know, I a lot of fans, 2 seconds before we go, a lot of fans keep going on about our, and it's just been dominating the Twitter feed and everything. But to me, he's the more important signing. Partey is the more important signing, not our. I think they're both important. Like we did, you know, like it's like Gilberto Silva, Vieira, Petit.
So okay. Know. Okay, Sophie, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring our in, who does the defensive job?
That's a really good question.
Because you saw the defense today.
I love that. That was like, drop the mic.
Drop the phone, drop the mic, drop everything.
Casey's ready for bed. He's like, yeah. That's it. No, I'm out.
No. It's, you know why, Sophie? For years we've been talking about, you know, we need that person in the center of the pitch. We need it. Now all of a sudden people are thinking of creativity. No, let's get that solid. Let's get that midfield and that defense right by adding that piece in there. Then you could look forward, because you know what? I can guarantee you, you get somebody there who can protect the back four or back three, now we're in business.
It's so true. It's like all of a sudden, you said it before the game even started in the WhatsApp group. Everyone harping on about we're not creative. We don't. But it's true. We've lost sight of what we've actually really, truly been complaining about for many years. And I don't want to hear the Ozil argument, please. I was going to try and get through a show without even mentioning his name, and I won't mention it again because he offers nothing, and we know he offers nothing right now. The dude is a broken player. But you're right, Casey. We've lost sight of what really is important in that midfield, and it's protection. That's it. That's number how Liverpool one. Won the league. That's how Liverpool...
It's Stevie, number one.
Stevie Nicol said it too. He said the midfield was like... he's worried... He's a little bit concerned that Thiago Silva playing him gets rid of that wall, that great wall of Liverpool.
That hunger.
Yeah, and that wall that they allowed the front three to be who they are. He's worried that bringing Thiago in upsets that protection. So once again, spot on, Super Kev. Well, you know, two legends who have played the game. Who am I to even question it? Anyway, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time. We'll be back tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. UK time for another discussion. We're going to be doing that a lot this week as we lead up to the transfer deadline day. And the Highbury squad are going to be doing a very special transfer deadline day show on Monday. We're going to be on air for a few hours. And, you know, if you're nice enough, we might put some of you into the stream as well so you can come in and have a chat with us. What do you think about that, Super Kev? Doesn't that sound like fun?
No. Listen, the weather's going to come on. Need to be speaking proper football. No messing around. Proper
exactly.
Football.
Exactly. I'm going to vet them.
Yeah, we've got to vet you. We've got to vet you. No,
got to vet you.
Be exciting. Be really exciting.
Definitely. So let's leave them with the final thought, Casey, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we'll see you tomorrow. And we need that midfield sorted. Always Arsenal.
Good night.